tonight, we want to be mitzaref the sugya of sinas chinam lumas avas abrius. Again, nochemo sugya gedoy lad moed. Let's just take what we can in the name of pasul chaval. As a sugya of sinas chinam and avas abrius, we usually talk about it barichus before the Bein Metzorin, sometimes bring a mace for your. But it was holding so much in the shirish of that sugya, it's Pashach Aval not in the Tzarfitar sugya. In the Seder of the Kolius, the Noisy of the Zman, this is probably going to be the last Noisy we're going to do in the Chilik of the Binyan Lechaveri. In the beginning of the Zman, we started, and we said that the Binyan Adam that we saw from Avram Avinu, the shirish Adover, Sile Inyan, Binyanum Chaveri, Binyan Binyanum Amokim, Sile Inyan Amunah. As Hashem, next week we're going to start moving over to Amunah. Not we finished, but we want to get a shleimus of the sugya. So nochemo, tonight we want to talk about the sugya of sinas chinam and avas bris. How it's kosher to our sugya. Sinas chinam, the fact that it exists in Klal Yisrael doesn't need any rise. It's all over the place, it's mavur in Chazal. The Mafteach to eradicate Sinas Chinam licked in our sugya. How much licked in our sugya? Very similar to when we started at the beginning of Zman, we were Mitzayah. We're trying to talk about making a person, the person's boy in himself, that becomes Iske Boit, he becomes a person who, he doesn't just take situations as they come. He builds himself mitchila v'atzoyf, he builds himself from mimeser atvochos. He implants himself midas to change around the way he looks at life, to change the way he reacts in life. So we were mitzayer. You see many times, not like that, you see many times people who have, we call them bright spots. A lot of bright spots. A lot of gewaldige zachen. But at the same time, they have a lot of dark spots. A lot of people are hurt by them, they themselves are hurt by themselves. And we spoke about many times, again, the older you get, the harder it is to change in these things. So again, the sugya of sinas chinam is one of those, it's on that list. And many people, many fine people, many choshuva people, and you go around to your own families, yourselves, maybe us, we'll speak out of us and our wives. You look at parents, look at it. Unfortunately, most people in Klal Yisrael have what we call like a blacklist. They have a blacklist. There's a lot of people they like. There's a lot of people they do good things with. But there's a lot of people on the blacklist. Poshuts, many, they're not like going, they're in. Who? There's no real way to say it, but what Poshut hates. They hate. They can explain to you why, what exactly happened in life, what was the history with them or their parents or somebody else they know. And how exactly they ba'avled them, how exactly they hurt them. And they push it on the blacklist. People who push it, wish we just would disappear off the face of the earth. It's the Shadchin, it's the Kain Shul, it's that Rav, it's the Eitzker Rebbe, the Eitzker Principal. V'chulei, there's long, long lists. Some people have bigger, some people have... The Tarashovah Shebekulim, there's a lot of sinna. It's somewhat, sometimes, so incongruous. You could talk to a choshev yid, and you could hear how he talks about another person, and you could push it here. I want him at a ma'isa. Two choshev avreichim, but they did business with each other. One bought an apartment from the other one. You could hear one person talking about it. He's like, it's two avreichim. You look at them like, couldn't imagine her to fly. You can't imagine her to fly. One's talking about the one, you heard venom, mamish venom, how he had his feelings to the other one. Mamish flowing with poisonous words of feeling one to the other. And again, it's not one mikra, it's many mikra. And it happens all the time. And it's with a lot of people. This in it. Like we said, the mahalich of getting out of sinner. It's not just hearing a chizik shmuz about avos abrius and how much sin it does to ruin Klal Yisrael. Kinnire, the shirish of the problem that grows sinner is deep in the person, and the tikkun is in our sugya. Just to start, Chazal say, you do in the one human daf tesmet beis, Chazal say that sin is a midah machreves. If Chazal say that the beis hamikdash hasheni was nechrav because of sin is chinim, pirish ha'inyan, that sin is something that erodes. So versteht sich, if you want to find something like a mesak in sinna, we have to find something that's the ultimate binyan, that's boina, and that's what we're doing this whole zman. You said that the Torah, when it wanted to be boina, ayid, it started with Avram Avinu, and the tchilas midas abinyan is the tchuna of midas achesed, which we're dealing with, which is hachovas ani. Is a medrash. Bring two makaris, we learned the sugi of sin is chinam. It's a word like a medrash, famous medrash. B'shas b'riyas ha'odom. B'shas b'riyas ha'odom. Chazal say, medrash rab. Om rab simen. B'shas shabo ha-kodesh bo'ch u'livro yisas odom ha-risho in nasu malochi ha-shore is kitim kitim v'chabures chabures. There were groups and groups in the Bezden Shomalo when there was a need and should we create men, should we create other men? Mehem oimim al yivre, mehem oimim yivre. Haynu u'dechsev ha-posik chesed v'emes nifchashu tzedek v'sholem noshaku. There was a meeting between Chesed v'Emes, Midas Chesed and Emes, and Tzedek v'Shalom. So what was the discussion? Chesed oimer yivra shu goyim el chasodim. Chesed says, you should be buried, because the Odom mitzad tivra is a goyim el chasodim. We mentioned this medrash in the beginning of this man. Again, we're talking about a mensch before he was created. We're not talking about a specific person who grew up a certain way and developed himself a certain way. We're talking about a mensch in his rawest form. In Odom, mitzaratz, mitzativoy. Shtein chazal, mitzativoy, he's inclined to do chesed. He's inclined to be kind and generous. V'emes oimer al yivroi shekulei shkarm. Emes says, no, mitzativoy is kulei shkarm. It's not for now. It's a medrash state that a mensch mitzativoy is kulei shkarm. We're not learning now. So give some erch, emes v'sheker. Tzedek oimer yivroi shuoyset stokes. Tzedek met with Shon. Tzedek says, who's always a tztoka, his vice is tztoka, and chesed is two things. Tzedek says, he does tztokas. Mitzativ, he does tztokas. Sholem says, there's l'nyanenu, Sholem oimer, al yivre, dekulei ktata. Dekulei ktata. Every time I read this medrash, a person, we have to be, understand what Chazal is saying. More and more. Chazal is talking about a mensch. And they're saying before a specific person is born, they're saying the taich of a mensch, he's kulei ktata. Ktata is machloikis. Ktata is fight. Ktata is bickering. Argument, that's what ktata is. Chazal are talking about all of us before we even have a chance. And they're saying kulei ktata. This alone is poshut. This is enough to explain what I just described for the last few minutes. This is enough to describe. That's what's going on. Kulei ktata, yeah, look around, you'll see. This one's in a fight with this one, this one's in a fight with this one. So, and again, well, a good person, well, he has a lot of good meaning. There's a lot of nice points. But ketata, pasha ketata, real ketata. So two zachen state in this medrash. The first thing we always bring in this medrash state, there can be miskayim bepundek achas, at the same time, a goyim el chasodim, and a kulei ketata, it's not a stira. We spoke about this. This man, we see him, it's a stir. That person, the Baal Chesed, so he's a person who never gets into fights with people. No. Can you hear Chazal? It's two separate things, no? You can have Mitzarechet, someone who's a tremendous Baal Chesed. He's the head of Atzala. He's the head of the Gemach of the town. Again, it's the wife that always is arranging meals for those who had babies. Mitzarechet, she can have a sister she's full of sinner with. She could have a friend who she's full of sin with. She could have a ganene she's full of sin with. That's dear. Kulei ktata. A person could be a goyim chesed and a ktata. Zuachas. The second nekuda is that again, it seems like the default of a adam, he's kulei ktata. You don't have to try. This one of the things we're trying to change. This whole man is always saying that. People think like somehow midas have to be in his ur. Midas roys have to be in his ur. I said, the person says, do I have to work on myself when I'm young to change myself in a fundamental way? No, says Hashem, you know, if there ever be if someone will try to make a fight against me, I won't fight against them. Say it. Understand? The chiddush isn't that you get into a fight. You have a fighter. You have a fight with everybody. You have to fight with everyone. That's what it says. Kulek tota. Bechevtza on Adam mitzad his ruah teva. He is busy getting into fights with everyone. Everyone stepping on his toes, and maybe he steps on their toes back. The second nekuda, this is the default, this is the standard. So we always bring Chatzkel Levenstein, and Cheskel, it's Diak. He's medayik this nekuda from Rabbi Yoina, Shai Tshuva. In Shah Shlishi, he goes to his money of the mitzvahs, his money of the lavim over here, that are not toli b'maisa, toli b'leiv. Right? The sugi of sinas, abrias, and avas, I mean, it's a mitzvah no leis to say. The essay is after rechem oichem. And the leis says, leisisnes achich bovecha. Listen to Rabbi Yoina, teaches up leisisnes achich bovecha. Leisisnes achich bovecha. Whose harnu bezeh, lohoser min asheinu midas asinu. To remove from within us the midas asinu. Now he goes on to give a description of how destructive and how dangerous, influential sin is. Imida moileles pshoim rabim, it brings out tremendous pshia pesha in a mensh. Umisabebes kama alilus nishchoses. It brings ashchose. It brings pesha and ashchose. It goes on a list, lashon hara, simcha leid, drishas rog, ramas nazokim, alichas rog, and kima. It's a geshmaka list. A long, long arichas of a rishima of all kinds of geshmaka zachim that sinner in a person's life could bring. How would we say if we were saying over we would say like this, Lisisnach, it was harnu bezeh, shaloi lahachnis sinah belibeinu. That's what we would say. Why is Rabbi Yehuda so pessimistic? You know, we're a positive generation, we should be very positive. Why does he say that it was harnu bezeh lahoser sinah milibeinu? Who says I have sinah? Excuse me, Rabbi Yehuda, I'm sorry. Who says I have sinah? Why are you telling me I have sinah? The mitzvah tells me I have to remove sinna. Shteita, we just saw the mattress. Shteita, that you don't have to shaf sinna. Sinna doesn't have to be in this oire. The standard matziv is if you have two people. If you call me mayor and you call you Ruvain, especially if I came from Flatbush and you came from Toronto, especially if I learned in America's Atari and you learned in Shatari. If you call me Ruvain and you call me mayor for two people, the natural tendency is you're going to get in my feet, you're going to get in my way, and I'm going to slowly hate. Hate is a strong word. Hate has the certain clung of I can't, I'm repulsed. I can't stand it. I can't bear you. Yeah. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says, the natural thing. How do we understand this? So, the key to understand this, and that's what I'm wrapping up, is mamish asugya. Anyone who's living in a sugya in Baruch Hashem, I get a lot of feedback, both from the Baruch and involved in your life. There are many, many people who see, they're giving me feedback, and they're living in the sugya, they're hearing the sugya, and they're seeing it in all different directions. Anyone who's living in the sugya in his mind is in the exact position to digest this, not just this, in its oimik, in a powerful way, in its reality. Because usually the very Musa, you always take off a little bit. It's a little bit, I'm just like, you know, when you digest it in its reality, in its raw form, how it's stuck, it steers you in the face, then it can make you a change. What we've been seeing the whole Zman is that the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created us, our biggest maila is our biggest, most dangerous kohamida, most dangerous kayach. The Shabbat creates every single one of us with me, the Gedusha, an overflowing, an overmeasurous of Ani. Hashem creates us, the Bishvili Nivra Olam. We have our world and we have, let's call it for today's discussion, the Dalamas. We have our Dalamas that we walk around with. What are those Dalamas? So in order to understand Mayor Warsaw's Dalamas, you got to go back to my mom in his hospital about 46 years ago. And from then, I'll take you for a travel and we'll go through where I went through here. I went to kindergarten, I went to Steinwurzel. We'll go further, you know, and then we'll talk about all the different experiences I went through. and we'll find out what creates my Dalet Amis. But those Dalet Amis in their raw form, this is the Amis, even though it's not the truth, but it's the Amis that exists by his person. That's what exists by me. That's the way I view the whole world, and that's the way things should be. When I'm not working on myself, and I haven't worked on myself, those Dalet Amis of myself, if I'm not what we saw is called Ma'uriv Mabriyos, if we're not called Ma'uriv Mabriyos, the Hainu, if it's not a world that Keseder has made pirtzis in that world and has allowed other people to be in Keseder. So what happens is it shuts everyone out. The same way an Agiyah is Ma'aver Einei Chachomim, my world is Ma'aver, anything that doesn't go the way I am. So what happens when Reuven's world, Meir Wurzeger's world, it clashes with someone else's world? Now, what does it mean to clash for a second? Before I'm coming over and punching me in the face, that's not usually where Sinusim comes from. That happens every once in a while, but it's not where the Sinusim comes from. The clashes we're talking about over here, he does something that I hold as obnoxious, I hold as wrong, I hold as rishus. And I view it. So what happens is, especially if his way of thinking is totally different than mine, he's in one world, not only that I'm not where he is, I'm in exactly the opposite world. Clash. Did I have to mean this over a sinner? I have to be this over a sinner, push it. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes your knee, and your knee is very strong. Keep on stressing. Your knee is supposed to be strong. If it's weak, something's wrong. So yeah, your knee, it doesn't only take up the alams, it takes up the whole world. It's the way things should be. And when Yenna comes in, it's an attack on me, it's a clash on me, and I can't stand it. And it opens up. Let's give you a mashal. I had one of the, when the Avad told me, I'll just give a mashal, he just said, you talk about it, just, clearly, there's ma'isa b'chol yom, bigger and more, but all interactions. Somebody, Avad, he read a shirch to somebody. Read a shirch to an older single. Somebody in the single read a shirch to an older single. And the person, and all the pratim without getting in, he answered very obnoxiously. He answered to the suggestion very obnoxiously. Now this is, anytime you think of a shirch, you mashkiya koichas, you think about it, you don't just down with it. Let's call him Yankel. Yankel's thinking about Reuven. Your uncle and his wife together, they're thinking, spend time, they think about Reuven, they go out of the way to call him in. And the person asks, Rashis, and probably there wasn't one comment, two, a few times back and forth, and each time it's just more that, more or less, I'm a gurus you, b'chlal. I'm going out of my way for you, I don't have to. And ask me, I'm thinking of you, and you. This is like a perfect example of a seed that could grow and grow into Sin Atum. You have a big grudge on the person, he's not a righteous person, and then the next time you meet him, slowly, a big mound of sin. So the person, there's a basic reflex. What's the answer? The answer is not. See his world. You come from your world. You're all excited. You think about chesed. You're young, you know what marriage is. At the end of the day, he's an older single, so now it's a little bit of an answer. They have a little bit of a grudge against a younger person. Enthusiast. You know, who are you? You got married young, you think you know it all? You think you could tell me who, you know, about marriage? You could think, I'm not getting into the more pratim here. But he started realizing that probably the person's not a Rosh, we're going to come back to this, so people will show you. Is a person, a regular person, is a Becheskos Rosh, a Becheskos Tzadik. He stopped getting upset at me. Why should he stop getting upset at me? The answer is he probably stam, an older single, is in a very volatile place, a very vulnerable place. And he probably was a little bit hurt, b'chlal, but the fact that when you're suggesting a shidduch, it's a little bit like, okay, you're suggesting a shidduch, you think you're going to tell me. Now, does he have the right to feel that? I'm going to get back to this. The answer is maybe not, but that's not our sugya. And this is the sugya of sinuschim. Once you start getting into right and wrong, you're going to have a lot of sinuschim. The question is, was he coming from somewhere or not coming from somewhere? That's the shot. And you'll find, and I try to do this, Kamat, there's never ever a time when a person is not coming from somewhere. I've said this over many times. It's not that I want to go into the problem now, but Chatz Chaim says that a person, if you want to make a person a Rasha, he's talking about Hilchos Lashon Hara, who has a din of a Rasha? Who has a din of a Rasha? Le'inyin. That you're allowed to say Lashon Hara over him? He says that a person was Chayte in Yadam bin Odom Lechaveiroi, he always has a Rosh Heter. Zakhtar Chatz Chaim is Becheskas, he has a Rosh Heter. There's always a cheshbon. There's always something that a person is coming from. You just have to connect his world. Let me give you another marshal. I had this a few times. It's perfect. Marshal is the sugya we're dealing with this whole man. I mean, we're sitting and talking about the sugya of sensitivity. So you have Warsaker who's giving Vadim on this 10, Chris. How many? Only 12, 13, 14, 15. Or you guys are sitting in the Vad. And you're super attuned to this. Comes a person. Yeah, this is good. Somebody came. To the Beis Medrash, for example, came to the Beis Medrash, and he usually doesn't daven for the moment in the Beis Medrash. He doesn't daven the Beis Medrash, and he came one time to daven for the Beis Medrash. This person davened 8 minutes longer than the regular chazan daven. 8 minutes longer, come out, 7 minutes longer than the regular chazan daven. Okay, he had a yard site. The person davens for a yard site, let's call him Ruvi. He daven Ruvi's down at the yard site. So one time of the year thing, you know, you have to daven very slowly, nice, you know. Okay, but there are 100 people in the room, and they have to daven 8 minutes longer because you are davening at your time. Did you figure out and find out what's the regular amount of time they spend for davening in the base measures? Did you do that? The answer is no, he didn't. And you cause people, believe me, I watched around a little bit, there were people jumping out of their pants. How much? I don't know if he's b'chuyiv. People are dying here, but... So now, this is what about when you're middle of this sugya? You're middle of the sugya talking about how big sensitivity, how you're supposed to be super sensitive to other people, and a bit on the chaver, you're not supposed to be. So, this guy is off. This guy is pashut. Exact example of Yisrael Salanter was trying to not produce. This is the Spitz example of somebody. This guy's a Russia. Hold on, we're saying. This guy is a normal in the mind. He happens to be, he's working on different sugyas than you're working on, Wasega. Hold on for a second. He's working on Torah. He's working on Tefillah. He's glad to work on anything. That happens to be, he's not working on right now. The sugya of sensitivity is not what he's working on. He should be a built person. For that, you're going to make him a Rasha. A person who's not an extra built person who one time in his life didn't majorly change himself in his ear. You're going to make him a Rasha. Any regular person who's not super in tune to the sugya could get caught in the fact that he has a yartzeit and he's not holding in the sugya. But how do my koichas and nefesh receive that connection, that meeting with this person? Call him Reuven. How do my koichas and nefesh receive? The answer is they receive it with sinah. Because I'm not holding in trying to understand people. I right now want to get out. I have a meeting. I have to go back to my kids and I want to get out right now. And I'm stuck in my world. And my world wants to get out right now. And my world doesn't understand people who don't shtelch to other people. So, pah, boom, clash. This is the sugya of sinah. This is the sugya of sinah. So, how do you get out of the sugya of sinah? The answer is to understand that a person always is coming from somewhere. His dalamas also started out from a different place. I don't know where they started out from. Maybe from Shari Tzedek in Yerushalayim 40 years ago. I don't know. I was born in my mind. It started out somewhere else. And he went through tons and tons of situations that formed him differently. And he has a different sugang. And you can't believe the Shadchan didn't call you to tell you that. Yeah, because the Shadchan had 6 experiences the last 3 weeks that ended off a different way. You can't give it because you're not living in the Shadchan's shoes. That's why. So, the answer that will take away sinah is if we open up other people's world. So why don't we do this? It's such a simple thing. I haven't heard the shmooze. Why? The answer is so you're dealing with this. The answer is because you can't pull out this card when you hit the situation. People in Klai Yisrael, again, because they're not geboit, because Lemaisa, 24/7, they're living in their own world. They're not more of Mabrius. They're not constantly having other people's world yenim in themselves. When they were at the Vad Bayis meetings, they were thinking only about themselves. When they go into the lunchroom, they're thinking only about themselves. When they put on the talis in the morning, they only think about themselves. when they take out a sitter, they're only bechule. They're not having anyone else themselves. They're natural. They're not super selfish. They're just self-centered. They're just no natural, and they don't breathe in with other people. So you expect them to happen. This is mafteach to make anywhere in the sukkah sinachinim. If you want to eradicate sinachinim, if you want a house and you want yourself to be people as sinachinim, you have to open up the sukkah. There's no way. If you remain the person who's an anoichi person, not a super self, like not the person who's demanding everyone bows down to him, just a simple person, an average person, average. So then there's going to be a lot of sin in life. We don't have this. We don't have, and we don't have lamaisa. We get so caught in our opinions, and our shitas, and our things. We don't have, and we don't see that every single situation has a mahalach. Every person has a mahalach. Every person's coming from somewhere. I laugh sometimes. You know, there are publications that many of them have different things that they try to spread stories like this that have two things. Other side of the story, they call it chesnish. They try to say two sides of a story. You know, and there are tons again. It's a shadchin with the person running a shidduch. It's a teacher with a student. It's two mothers of kids in a class. One's a troublemaker. One's a goody-goody. They bet and tell the two different sides of the story. And again, I love to say, I've got to see it all the time in life. You see two people, they seem very normal, each one, and they're, each one talks exactly against the other one. According to each one, the other one person is the most wrong person in the world in this situation. How can you not realize that your son, who's troublemaker, is rooting in the dark glass? And the other one's like, how can you not realize that somebody who has a kid who's ADD, you know, needs to have somebody who's open up to my joy? How can you not realize that? Bechule, it's endless. So, say that. What the pella is, sometimes the people that answer to these articles, they miss the point. This is the knowledge I was like, who's right? Who's more right? This one's more right. This one's more right. This one's more right. This one's more right. Again, I don't know what the matura of these people who do this publication are from. Yes, Daiti. You totally missed the boat. The whole idea is to show that there's no right. The whole idea is to show, and I wish Taka people could know, that there's never going to be a situation you'll ever have in life that you won't have two sides of the story. Chap that. And you could be the most like people. I tell this story a long time ago. I can't get to the problem now. I had a friend who was Mamash Ramir. We were Usher all the years together. All the years together. And we came to a certain situation. I was bored he was going to see something of me, and he saw exactly the opposite of me. Exactly the opposite of me. Exactly the opposite of me. I was like, and he says, so I was saying, yeah. You could think the person, you could think it's so bored that a mirror who learned by Basher, it's push it, he would hold, this is the way to do things. And you could think exactly the opposite of you. I may be more right, and I'm not talking about right. And there are sugyas, which is not a sugya tonight, that I'm not getting to right. What's that hogal a maisa? I'm not talking about b'chal. I'm talking about sinner. 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 If you're more right than he is, it doesn't reason to make sinner. When you argue with the chavrusa, first seder, you might think that you're more right than him, but you don't hate him. He's allowed to have a binyan because you don't have tainas on him for having a different pshat in the sugya. Why do we have sinner on the people? Because we hold the gavras posel. And you know why we hold the gavras posel? Because our koiches and nefesh, they perceive things the way we live, and at the point of perception, they feel like a brick wall. They feel the person's off the wall. You go out. I don't know now, after right now, you have these people who are doing hafkanot all the place, all over the world. These people get people so upset. I've heard the words, I've heard all the words in the book. Bishugayim. Guys have no lives. Bored people, crazy people. Mechal Hashem Shemayim. This. Once a Mori Dick at the hair, Bachash Brahma, his name is Abyss of Chaim Levine. He one time said, it's going way back. It was once in Beit Shemesh. There was a lot of then at that point. They made a lot of hafkanot about tznius. They made a lot of mechos about tznius. Sometimes they mamsh attacked ladies who went to Beit Shemesh, you know, not tznius. And again, there was a tremendous amount of backlash in here against these people. He said, Amar, look at there, Mamash, he's totally in the sugya. This person is Mamash the sugya. And he said, say that. I'm not getting to read along, but So someone take out the time to understand these people. You have to understand this Chalmi guy, this Rishalmi guy. He's a little bit Shemesh. I don't know if you call him a bit Shemesh. Chalmi guy. So when he goes and he sees this lady coming into his neighborhood, not sneezing, you know what he sees? He sees a Melech HaMashiach riding on a Chamor in Shemayim. And she sees Mashiach is about to come. It's about to come. And this lady is holding up the Yadayim Melech HaMashiach. So what are you telling me? He says to himself like this. Do you know how many sick people in Klal Yisrael Mashiach would save? Do you know how many sick people there are? You know how many? Do you know how many sick people in Klal Yisrael Mashiach would save? There were 3 or 4 tzaras in the neighborhood the past year. Tchenebuch. 3 or 4 tzaras. Young children that died. Do you know how many Mashiach would save? So from his eye point of view, this lady is killing babies in Klal Yisrael. That's what he's seeing. Now, he could be partially right. The way he's doing it is totally wrong. Potato, that's what we hold. But do you understand? He's not Meshugge. He's not Meshugge. He's coming from somewhere. He's also a person. I'm not trying to make him right. I'm not trying to make him right. But I'm telling you, there's no situation in life where you can't begin to understand people and realize people are not crazy, people are not mufka, people, they could be misled, they have a different halach of chinuch. I also might think the halach of brisk mirrors better than brisk is not the mirror. I don't think they're mufka. Sometimes, yes, it is not, but I have to work on the sugya. I have to work on the sugya if I do. Okay? This muscle is a basic thing. I just said over it. This is a basic muscle. Such a person will eradicate sin from his life. If a person lives with the need and he breathes other people, he breathes it. It's a ma'aseh b'chol yom. So right away, similar to we said in the Sugya Negiyos last week. Instead of you always like, okay, where's this guy coming from? Let me find out. Let me try to understand where's he coming from. Right away, I'll jump. Why is this person like making my life Gehenna? Why is he doing? What's going on over here? Why is the teacher picking on my kid? You think he wants to pick on my kid? Why is my mother and my mother never inviting us for Shabbos? Why? Stam doesn't like my wife. Or if you're a lady, why does my mother-in-law not invite us? Why? Stam? She's coming from somewhere. Look at it. But that's not how Kechas HaNefesh. Her nefesh gets so hurt. She doesn't see what I went through the past 5 weeks. Sinner. This is our sugya. Before I go out, I'm about to go next week to Emunah. Small marmok, I'm about a whole sugya. We're talking about Be'etzim, making a tzuas ha'odim. I'm only going once, two minutes. You know, I'm going to go very nice 2 minutes. You can go, you can leave. We talked about making a tzuas ha'odim of being Me'orev Me'brias. In the tefillah that the Chazan says, the shatz on Yom Nerayim is a pretty chashuv shtelah, right? We take the biggest tzaddikim, the biggest, and Muslim is the biggest one. So the tefillah, there's a tefillah belachash, that the shatz said before that you should have Seat Tishmaya, Yishmiyoyimin, Klal Yisrael, it's tali on him, the year is tali on him. It's called Hinni Ya'oni Mimas. So in the middle, he says, and he asks for something that the Chayr is Einim Inyonim. The kabel tefilosai ketvilas zokein virogel. Understand that? Upirkei noy uskonei megudel v'koylei noy. I can't understand. Then he says, u'meuriv bedas im habrius. He asks the Kadosh Baruch Hu, v'mekabel my tefila u'meuriv bedas. What shaychus is there to do with being a shliach tzibur? Shliach tzibur is saying by the Amud, he's not railing everybody. He's not giving out the seats for the Amnerayim. He's not coming to make shalom between Ben Omer and Ben. He's sitting and he's saying in the Sana Toikiv. He's saying, V'yoyimer kol asher neshama bapoy, Hashem elikei Yisrael melech u'malchus elikom v'shalom. What shaykhis? Does he say, Takadosh Baruch Hu, mekaba my tefillah like someone who's more b'das and b'yis. This is what we're dealing with those men. Don't have. This is the tzura of another. There's two types of people. There's the people who live the wrong world themselves. And the people who, it doesn't just say he's a chesed. It doesn't say I'm a bal chesed. He picked Dafka this lashon Me'uriv Hadas Mabrias. Me'uriv, who spoke his taroivus. Me'uriv is somebody who other people are in his world. He is sensitive and he lives with other people. Such a person is koyel on the whole tzibur. This is the best shatz in the world. A shatz who is a Baal Chesed just himself. Chesed means the same thing also, but the Lashon Chesed, he just gives to a lot of people. He doesn't have everybody by him. More of a Das and a Bias, this is what we're trying to create. The Tenua of opening Peretz here, Oymum of Anoichi, and taking everyone in. Next week, Be'ez Hashem, we can continue on to see us again to the Sugya of Menorah.